good. This is Joe Silo from Enoch Flow Records.
Hey, this is Jay Fish from Enoch Flow Records.
And you're listening to The Mitch Durrell Show. Let's get it.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Mitch Durrell, and this is The Mitch Durrell Show. This is Season 2, Episode 8. Today, I got a special guest, DJ LC. What's up, bro? How you doing?
What up? What's goody? We in here.
Good to have you, man. So, we're going to dive right into it. So, you and I already have a working relationship. I say we're becoming friends. But I actually don't know the answer to this question. So, how did you find Christ? Were you born into the church? Is it something you found later in life? That's always the first thing I like to ask.
So I was born in the church. But I will say this, I'm elaborating on it a little bit. Like, I was born in the church and I knew who Christ was, but it didn't take me till later in my teen years, so like high school, till I started to develop my own relationship on my own with Christ and to be able to actually sit there and be like, I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You know, instead of just waking up every Sunday because mom was like, yo, we going to church.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Very dope. Was there like a, I guess, a moment where you kind of were like developing that relationship on your own? Or did it just kind of start to happen the more you went to church, or was it like a specific time where you?
So it was about two years ago. I switched churches, and and no knock to my old church or nothing like that. I've said this before. When I switched churches, they had a big involvement in the youth ministry in the 18 through 25 age group, which I was at, and. Immediately God struck me because it was just everybody there was my, and there was no, it was like perfect example. It's like if you walked into a room where everybody looked like you, act like you, sounded like you, think like you, and you did the opposite of what everybody else in the room did, you would be the outcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I walked in there, it was natural. You know what I mean? To just be surrounded by those people. And the more I was around it, the more I started going, it started to make me question, like, yo, bro, I'm not living right. Yo, bro, I'm not doing this right. Just that and the third. And it eventually drew me to the point where I was, you know, finding Christ on my own, and I was actually developing that relationship, you know, on my own.
Gotcha. I think it is important. That kind of speaks to the importance of finding other Christians, your aides that are like your peers. Cause like, I was same as you, I was born in the church, went with my family every Sunday, but like, it wasn't a lot of kids. It was a lot of older white people. So not only are they not my age, but they're not my race or culture. So it's like, it wasn't until I got a little older and then even like joining Christian hip hop and finding other Christians who liked the same type of music as me, that it was like, I felt like I was developing a stronger relationship. Speaking of the music, so how did you get into some music in general and hip hop specifically?
All right, so that would be my pops, my dad. Straight up, you know, ever since I was little. I mean, I was that kid in the back of the car bumping church clothes. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, nice.
I had, you remember the old MP3 players while everybody else was listening to God knows what.
Right.
That's all I had on my MP3 player was Triple E, you know, Lecrae, and as things went on, KB and Andy and stuff like that. So that's kind of where it started at. And then it developed into my own, you know, thing with hip hop. Hip hop was always me. Like, it didn't even matter, like, if it was Christian or not.
Right.
I was just always a hip hop fan. Like, I think, like, and one of the things, like, even about you, like, I value the artistry, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the cadences, the wordplay, the lyricism and stuff like that. Like, when I think about music, I don't just think about music as a listener. I think about music as a performer, somebody that's embedded in it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
So what made you go from, I'm a fan of this, and then, so you were lucky enough, you grew up listening to Christian hip hop. I like having these conversations because I'm such the opposite. Like, I grew up listening to not even rap music, and then high school, I started listening to Lil Wayne and found Kendrick and Ab Soul and all these other people. I didn't find Christian hip hop till maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. So what took you from becoming like from a fan of Christian hip hop to saying, oh, I want to like start to make this music, or I'm gonna make hip hop and then Christian hip hop.
Mm. So, oh Lord, this is a backstory. All right. So check this. I never would have thought in a million years I'd be classified as the CHH artist. I would, to be honest, somebody called me a rapper the other day. I did a concert. I was like, I'm a rapper? I was like,
right?
I was like, oh my God, that title's such a weird thing.
It is, isn't it?
No, so I started off actually with DJing. My name is not a lie, y'all.
Right.
The DJ in front of my name is for a specific person purpose. I've been DJing for about 7 years, a little over that. And ever since I was in high school, bro, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with same thing what I did in hip hop. I fell in love with the artistry of being a DJ, mixing, turntablism, crossfading stuff. You know, I was that kid watching tutorials and just about everything, beatboxing and talk boxes. Like, I was weird. Like, I was legit, you know, just staying up while everybody was watching YouTube videos about, you know, Minecraft and whatever. I was watching how to do that. And then I self-taught myself how to DJ.
Very dope.
But I ended up becoming, you know, one of the top DJs in my area. And, you know, glory to God. But as I was starting to do more and more and this and that, I started to realize that it wasn't just a gift, but it was designed for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my name is Chris. The name LC used to stand for Little Chris because my dad's name is Chris. But it developed into Love Christ.
Wow.
Because, and that's what it stands for now, is DJ Love Christ. The reason why it stands for that now is because I had to make a point in my life where I said, you know what? I'm no longer going to set atmospheres as a DJ to where people are unsafe or they don't feel, you know, the spirit. Or it's not even going biblical with it. It's just like, I don't want to be that guy that causes the baby to cry because cuss words are being played and the mom got to cover their ears up.
Gotcha.
So, you know, one of my things as a DJ, bro, is I do weddings, you know, birthday parties, all kind of stuff, concerts. I never play anything that has explicit language. Like, mm-hmm. even if the song is explicit, I'll play the clean version.
Right.
That's just me. You know what I mean? It doesn't even matter. And so what happened was, and this is the end of the backstory again. But what happened was, a couple years ago, I did my friend's 21st birthday party. Mm-hmm. And dude, after the party, two girls got into a DUI crash.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't help but feel so responsible for that crash. Not because I did anything, mm-hmm. not because I even drove, I wasn't there, you know what I mean? I wasn't even involved with that. But I was the one that played the music mm-hmm. that allowed them to get, you know, intoxicated,
yeah.
that allowed them to be in that environment. And bro, after that, I was just like, even though it was clean, like I had been made that switch, but I was just like, at that point, I was like, bro, this world needs something different.
Yeah.
Like, this world needs something different. So, you know, I've been writing since I was 11. Mm-hmm. I got bullied out of it, bro. Like, what, you gonna be a rapper, a DJ? Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, no. Oh my God, stop picking on me. I was so upset, all right? I was crying back in the bus. I didn't want to be picked on. But
right.
God brought it back and he gave me a vision. He was like, listen, if you want to change the way the atmospheres are set, you have to change what people are hearing. You have to change the entire generation of what's going on. It's bigger than what you're just playing. It's what people are making, what's being put out in the industry. You know what I mean? You have to, at some point, you have to take a righteous stand for the army of God. And you got to be like, listen, I'm going to be the light that changes the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Not just as I'll try. You know what I mean? Because I felt like what I did with the clean music thing, that was a good stepping stone, but it wasn't good enough. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I need to become a voice for this thing. So,
right.
God brought that back out of me, and therefore it became a part of me. And that's why I'm like, yo, I'm going to just go with this thing.
Hey, family. I hope you're enjoying the show. In order to change the culture for God through media, we have plenty of opportunities for you to grow with us on thebookkeeper247.com. Do you need production for your podcast or YouTube video? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to do album reviews, start your own podcast, write your own devotionals? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to report Christian news from hip-hop to book reviews, as well as related topics in our culture? Look no further. We got you. By partnering with us, we can do all these things for the glory of God. Email us at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com and let's start making strides to influence the culture from a godly perspective. Now, back to the show.
That's really dope. It speaks to, we always say as Christian hip hop artists, we're supposed to be the light and kind of people should be able to tell the difference between us and the secular, even though a lot of the times there's some similarities. It should ultimately, you should be able to tell the difference.
Yes.
So it's cool that you started as a DJ. So when I think about you, I think of versatility. Like, I just hit you up the other day about like artwork. So when you hit me up to do our song, you were like, oh yeah, like, is me rapping. I'm mixing in song, like, artwork. So you rap, sing, produce, engineered artwork.
I had a bunch of equipment. I do a bunch of stuff.
Right. What made you want to be able to do all those things? And were you self-taught for all of those?
Most of the things that I do were self-taught. As far as mixing, master, engineering, yes, I self-taught myself how to mix and master and engineer and all that stuff. I literally started the process about 2 years ago. I'll do that. Dude, my first stuff that I put out was not as good as the stuff I have now. And it's out. Listen, it's out. For everybody watching it, it's out. You can go check it out. And listen, please hate on it. I don't care. Like, that, it's cool. But for me, I had to have somewhere to start it.
Yeah, no.
I think the biggest thing for me was, to answer your question, I picked up anything I can get my hands on to spread the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The business that I run is LC Productions. So, Love Christ Productions, we do clothing, video, audio, you know, live, music, everything. So, my actual, you know, forte, my degree and what I went to school for is graphic design, you know, artwork and stuff like that. But music is like my love. Like that will always be one of my first loves. You know what I mean? And for me, as everything started to develop, and you know this as an artist, like one of the things that pushed me in that direction is because of finances, straight up, just being honest.
Right.
I didn't have the money to go pay and get mixed and mastered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm being real. I didn't have $50 to send my stuff off to Critique Fridays at Radzilla for a second and get my opinion. I had to figure it out on my own. Mm-hmm. And I made my own artwork. Everything I've ever put out has either been made by me or somebody close to me. I think mm-hmm. I've had one artwork put out, which was a song Pound for Pound that was made by Bars Netty.
Yeah.
My homeboy reached out to him.
Nope.
I love, bro, his artwork's dope. But it's just because, you know, finance is one of the things for me. I was like, bro, if I can't pay for it, I got to find a way to do it on my own.
That's fact.
It is what it is. But I wasn't, let me take that a step further. Not just do it on my own. I have to be able to do this at top-notch quality. You know what I mean? I'm not going to just do it to do it. I'm going to do it full throttle. So, you know, as I was putting music out in 2020, bro, you could see that everything I started putting out started getting better and better and better and better and better. And when I finally got to that point, I was like, yo, it's go time. God turned me on to so many artists, bro, like you. Mm-hmm. And I got connected with so many other people, bro. And people just started, you know, like encouraging me. And I devoted everything, bro. I was in school. I was doing, because of COVID, I was doing school from home. And I was doing this full time. This was it. You know what I mean? All I do. So, and with that being said, with everything else, with camera and video work, bro, I was like, yo, I'm gonna have to figure this out some way. Yeah, like, yeah, ain't nobody else gonna do it. So I got to do it some way. And because I took so much, you know, intricate time to really perfect my craft, I think now it's starting to show as the more things I'm putting out now.
And I think it's a good example for indie artists to know that you can teach yourself how to do this stuff.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to spend $1 million and outsource it. You can do it in-house. I mean, at this point, there's nothing you need anybody else for.
Absolutely. So, but I will say this too. Don't be scared to invest in what you need to get to the next level, though. Because you have to make investments, though. Because for me, listen, LC's a big guru on equipment. Listen, I can show you guys over here. I got so much equipment in this studio, it ain't funny. Like, for real. I've been putting in, Mitch, since the time I was 14, and I was in high school, 13, 14. Bro, my birthday presents were like $600, $700 a piece speakers.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that's my big boy toys, you know what I mean? Like, but for me, I know what it takes, you know, to get to the next level because of DJing. Mm-hmm. And as far as the artist thing, I was like, bro, I got to go hard with this thing. It's not like I can't just be willing not to invest in myself. But like Mitch is saying, as an indie artist, if you can do it in-house, do it in-house. You know what I mean? But if it doesn't come out, the way you need to, then outsource.
Thanks. Yep. I'm curious, when it comes to the artistry side of things, as like a rapper, who influenced your sound, like rap-wise?
KB.
That makes sense.
That's it. KB. I mean, everybody that ever has talked to me, they're like, bro, you sound like Cannon and KB. I'm like, well, there you go, right there. You got the two right there, Cannon and KB. I love them to death. Those guys, and I've talked with Cannon, man. That dude has encouraged me so much on Instagram. We've talked in DMs, man. That dude talked to me in December of 2020, last year. And then I saw him picture that just came out.
Yeah.
He played it on his live. It's up on my Instagram now.
Very dope.
He played it on his live. And he didn't even know it was me again. Because I texted him, DM, I was like, yeah. I was like, how's the kid from December you talked to? He's like, bro, this is you? He's like, oh, whoa. So, you know what I mean? It's big encouragement.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show. Podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. If you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Also, if you would like to receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes and sign up for a paid plan. This will notify Buzzsprout that we sent you, and you'll receive more details. This will definitely help support our show. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters who's already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great together.
He put it on his live, and he didn't even know it was me again, because I texted him, DM, I was like, yeah, I was like, how's the kid from December you talked to? He's like, bro, this is you? He's like, oh, whoa. So, you know what I mean? It's big encouragement to people that you've always listened to. You know what I mean? I hope one day, another reason why I look up to KB, not only just because of his sound is insane.
Facts.
But his ministry with HGA, bro.
Yeah.
His tracks are different. You know what I mean? The worship aspect and something like, he's the only rapper I know to take the song Oceans, bro. He took probably the song you shouldn't do anything to.
Right.
You know what I mean? He tested the limits and he still did it, bro. And till this day, bro, he's the only rapper that first introduced me into hip hop and worship. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if people really know what that means. Like, hip hop can be worship, bro.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just you have to know how to do it right. You really have to be intrigued and intertwined with your ministry. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like you have to try to just take a gospel song.
Right.
It don't work like that. You have to be a minister in order to give off that vibe. Because anybody can sample a song, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? But to recreate that song in a way that touches more than just CCM people and touches the hip hop worshipers too.
No, that's definitely his last album was a perfect example of that. I don't know many other artists that could have made that album well. So,
and he produces his own stuff.
Yeah, that is crazy too. No, he's mad talented. Maybe you'll work with KB someday, bro. You pray. Well, speaking of goals, so what would you say if you have multiple goals for your music is, and specifically to speaking as an artist, is it just that you do it because you like it? Do you want to make a living off it? Do you want to get famous? What would
I'm
you say?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if I make a dollar. I don't care if I travel. I don't care if I go to my local church, bro. Mm-hmm. I want to save lives. I want to take 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, whatever, bro. I want to take the people that I saw are dying, and I want them to have another avenue to listen to, bro, because it's so sickening, bro, to just know that the people that I go to school with and the people that I see in the mall and everything, bro, are just filling their hearts up with depression and anxiety and drugs. And they don't realize it, though, bro. They don't realize it, though. But everything you're hearing when it's talking about, you know, I did drugs, I felt bad, bro, that is telling you it's spirit. Like, nobody looks at it as spiritual warfare, bro.
Right, but it is.
You know what I mean? It really is, bro. And so my ultimate goal is this. I want to save every single person I can before I'm gone.
Wow.
That's it.
That's noble. That's a dope. You might be the, because I ask every artist that question, and that's like, that might be the first time I've gotten that answer, because it's like, it's tough, right? So for me, you know my project Raps Would Be Fun.
Absolutely.
The whole reason I made that was because I never thought I was going to be a rapper ever. I used to drum, like I was in Drumline, that was my thing. I used to write poetry, I never thought I'd be a rapper. So once I became one, from the beginning, it was a thing that was cathartic for me. It made me feel better. It's how I got my emotions out. It was fun. But I never went into it with the thought of, I hope my songs say, like, it's nice if they help people, but I never went into it thinking, this is what my goal is. So then as time has gone by, I've had people reach out from all over the country and different countries saying, yo, this song helped. Somebody tweeted me recently, said like, me, Linkin Park, and NF are the only artists to help them get through like life. And I'm like, it's just something I didn't think about. So it's like, I'm kind of having to shift my mindset. Like, yes, I rap to have fun and I rap because it makes me feel better. But if I have this ability that can help save other people, I should try to do that, if that makes sense, instead of just
I 100% want to make this clear though, because I love going out doing concerts. I love going to places and being on stage and enjoying that. But that's an aspect of just, you know, enjoying your environment. I'm not saying that to try to blow that up over the ministry part of it. It's right. Just fun to be able to do stuff like that and go out and have shows and stuff like that. It's fun, bro. Like, the big thing for me is like, and I tweeted this too, bro. Yo, we got to get hashtag get Mitch off Twitter. I'm telling you, bro, I wake up every morning. If I know there was controversy the night before and I wake up and I'll see a tweet from Mitch, I'm like, something's wrong, bro. But I think one of the biggest things is like, I've been admiring artists lately. Like sitting back and saying, okay, what makes them different from me? You know, one of the things, perfect example, you brought up NF. Yeah. NF, what makes him different from me is that NF comes from a place of pain.
Yeah.
From a place of, you know, hurt. And he brings people to the light. For me, I'm all about, you know, the light, showing the love, you know, having fun, having good time, showing off skill, showing off the talent in CHH. Like, you know, one of the crazy things that me and Mitch share is the ability to be able to have, you know, speed cadences.
Bro,
like it's not, I'm not talking about, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about people that do speed cadences. I'm talking about do speed cadences.
Yeah, not cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I think the more and more I've been watching people, it's like the versatility, like you said, versatility. I've been seeing like, okay, what parts of my ministry am I hitting, and what parts do I need to hit more, or what parts do I need to separate myself from because that's not my calling.
Right. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Very dope, bro. You're definitely super wise, and you definitely have a, I like that you have everything kind of, not, I'm gonna say figure it out, but like you have a plan.
Not even close.
Right, exactly.
Not even close.
None of us do. So we'll get to our thing in a second, but are you working on anything specifically for yourself music wise?
Absolutely.
What's your work? I know you're always working, so.
if I'm not working, something's wrong. That's the other thing. If I'm not doing something, something's wrong. But currently right now, I'm just putting in the work for, an album, hopefully here, by either the end of this year or early next year.
Very dope.
I just released an EP July 2nd called Live and Learn. And this year I've just been focused on putting out singles. I've released a bunch of singles. Me and Mitch had a single together called Who. I produced by my
song's fire.
Yo, love that song to death, bro. When I came up with the hook, I was like, it's funny. All right, so it's funny because my boy, Honesty, turned me on. He was like, yo, bro, you got to check out this guy, Mitch Darrell. And I'm like, who is this guy, right? So he put me on Chop It Up. And that's why I always mess with you and Alcott about that.
Right.
I always go back to that. And I actually heard Chop It Up 2 before I heard 1.
Got you. And
bro, when I tell you, this man, Mitch, like, blessed my ears. I was like, bro, what was it? The Amazon bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost it. I lost it. I was like, I texted my boy back. I was like, yo, please tell this dude I want to work with him.
That's hilarious.
Next thing you know, I'm in Mitch's, I hit you up on Discord. I had Mitch up on Discord. I was like, yo, bro, we got to work together. And either a month or a couple weeks later, we did Yoohoo.
Yep.
And ever since that, bro, you know, around that time, I've been putting out tracks that honestly, bro, God has been having me put out some of the best quality content of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been weird because it's at like 3 a.m. and I know my parents hate it right now because I'm still with my peoples until I move out. But I know they hate it at 4 o'clock and when I'm here, yeah! Like, you know what I mean? Right. Screaming at 2 a.m. with auto-tune and they don't hear it. And it's just like,
right,
bro, I know they love it. But yeah, as far as anything planned music-wise, I'm just going to be dropping a lot of stuff. I guess we'll talk about other stuff here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you and I got a joint EP coming where we'll say it's halfway done because I did some writing today.
He said we'll say it's halfway done.
I feel like we make good music together because you, the areas that I don't do so well, you do well. So like you're good at hook writing. You're good at the auto-tune type of thing. I've never been, like, I've probably used auto-tune on tracks I've released like two or three times ever. Like, that's never been a sound I could get well enough. But I feel like we complement each other well. Absolutely. What do you think? Why did you think you wanted to do a joint project with me? I'll say.
First of all, let me just say this publicly. Mitch Darrell is going to take the industry by storm here very, very shortly.
Okay? Hey, I appreciate it.
that is a definite, okay? So also, I plan on also climbing the ladder with them, mm-hmm, as well. So, you know, I want to bring our fan bases together, mm-hmm, and show them what we can really do. Also, I know Mitch is very, very particular about, you know, I've said this a lot, cadences and skill.
Yeah,
I value that. And I think, you know, like you said, where you do better with lyricism sometimes, mm-hmm, I do better with auto-tune and stuff. But I think one of the things is where we meet in the middle is the skill set level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
not going to say no names, but the song we finished already.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got to listen to it, it's just ridiculous.
That, like, sounds crazy.
Being able to have a person that not only can spit lyrically, you know what I mean, but be able to switch up like that and then have a personal auto-tune that can switch up like that.
Yep. No, yeah, that song is crazy.
It was a no-brainer. And also, too, bro, we've been growing behind the scenes and stuff, you know, on socials and also in text messages, man. And I could just tell, you know, God was just telling me, you know, you're a good guy. You have a good heart, man. You do this for a good purpose, man.
Appreciate that.
I know sometimes things can get kind of wonky as far, mm-hmm, as the business side of CHH because it is hard.
Yeah.
But I know ultimately, bro, you know, your whole goal is to really just push this thing out and let it be a blessing to people, no matter what, you know, no matter how it comes across. So as soon as I saw that out of Mitch, I was like, let's do it. I didn't even play with this dude
because
he was like, cause I didn't even play with bro. He was like, yo, you got the sent it? You got the sent it? I was like, nah, you got it, bro. What you need?
I was like, yo, that was fast.
So for me, remember how I talked about investment? Dude, to me, you're not only a brother, but you're an investment.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? And I know that you're not only a good investment, but you're somebody that we can grow together. So, mm-hmm, I'm like, yo, let me get this man what he needs so that way he can invest back into his business and his craft. You know,
thanks,
what I mean? To elevate. So,
facts, bro. No, I definitely think, and I feel like, just in general, like Christians, since we're Christian artists,
yeah,
business should never be an issue. Like, it always blows my mind when it's like, oh, this guy ran off on me or he did. It's like, what? Like, we should be the ones doing the best business. It shouldn't even be. It's less about the money anyway. You know, like, Christian hip hop is pretty small. A lot of us undercharge, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I've never understood that. But so I appreciated you being so good about it. So tell the people where they can find and support your music, sir.
Absolutely. So if you look me up on all platforms under the big four letters, DJLC, you will find me on any platform. Also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DJLC_LMG. I'm on TikTok. I'm trying to be like Mitch. I'm trying to find out the algorithm.
I'm trying to figure out TikTok too, bro.
You know, I'm trying to do my thing. But man, yeah, just follow me on there, man. And shout out to any of my Spotify curators. You guys play a big part in a lot of what we do. I just wanted to make that very clear.
So I gotta shout out my guy Daryl from Bookkeeper who gave me this show. We're two seasons strong. We're almost done with season two, which is crazy. It's been like a little over a year now. I appreciate you being on the show, bro. I definitely have you on again. You're hilarious. Like, I can just sit and talk to you. So everyone be on the lookout for our joint project. We don't got a name for it yet, but I'm sure the name's gonna be fire. Right. Yeah, it'll be done. Shout out to everybody who tuned in, and tune in next time. Peace out, y'all.
So what got you into art? Wait, I was watching it go from
no shield, no protector. If you send bullets, they gon' hit me.
Salt.
Yeah.
He had salt, some salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. So it was. All right, let's just